Hello and welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to making you better at outsourcing your work. My name is John Jonas and this is episode 5. Let's talk about who you can hire in the Philippines, the kind of talent you can find. So one of the big questions I get asked is what kind of people can I hire in the Philippines? What kind of VA can I find? Can I really find good people? Are they actually going to be talented or are they going to be kind of mediocre and just general virtual assistants that aren't really good at anything? So when you post your job, what are you going to expect? Well, you can expect to get the whole range of things. So you're going to get some people that are not really good or not really experienced, and then you're going to get some people who are super, super experienced. So let me just talk through the people on my team who I have working for me, and you'll get a good idea of the skills that exist out there. So I have a whole team of customer service people that handle all of our customer service, and they're really, really good at it. This is something the Philippines is really good at. I have a team of content writers, and they write emails, they write blog posts, they write social media posts, they write whatever content writing I need done. I have a copywriter, I have a user interface designer. So that's different than a graphic designer, who I also have a graphic designer, but the user interface designer designs interfaces for like web or mobile interfaces for our software. I have a social media manager who has a team of people that work on social media with them. I have a systems admin who manages our servers. I have programmers, both front-end programmers for like JavaScript and HTML and CSS, and back-end programmers like PHP and MySQL, or really you can find any programming language. It's super easy to find a programmer in the Philippines for it. So I said I have designers like graphic design, web design. I have a video and audio editor on staff full time. I have an HR person. I have people that do data security for us. I have people that do lead generation. I have a couple different managers. So a manager for our content team, a manager for our social team, a manager for special projects. I have some general VAs that just do things that I ask them to do, and they have some ongoing tasks. I have app developers, so an iOS and an Android app developer. I have a Windows programmer for a Windows software that we have. I have a media buyer who buys ads on Facebook and Instagram, Google, YouTube, LinkedIn. And actually, I'm hiring someone else for that right now. So we'll have two different people running ads for us. I have someone that does SEO. So those are like some of the main roles that we have working for us. Other people that I've seen, you can, for like specific platforms, I know you can easily find people in the Philippines on onlinejobs.ph to do WordPress, or who know Amazon, like Amazon Seller Central, or Shopify, or eBay, or Infusionsoft, or Magento, or Kajabi, whatever it is, whatever the software is, you can easily find someone in the Philippines who knows it well, and is willing to manage it for you. Other people I know have sales reps, or marketing specialists, or people that do data entry, and simple data entry, or complex data entry. Web developers, e-commerce people, accounting or bookkeeping people, super, super easy to find. Then there's like specialties. You can hire realtors, people who they have the realtor brand in the Philippines. You can hire a realtor as a real estate virtual assistant, or you can hire a lawyer, like my brother who is a lawyer, hired a lawyer to work with him in the Philippines. You can hire an insurance agent. You can hire, there are so many different things that you could hire, different professions that you could hire from. On online jobs, we have companies like Google and Uber and Canva hiring. On the other side of that, I have hired people from IBM and Google before, and you can hire people that work for T-Mobile or for Comcast or for major, major US corporations, and either they have a call center there or they have customer support or something like that. People that have been trained, that have been well trained. So the talent level you can find in the Philippines is really, really high, and the breadth of talent, like you can find people to do just about anything, and it's really not that hard to find on onlinejobs.ph. My name is John Jonas. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'll see you in the next one.